This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Diana Kwan. Got a minute?
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
What makes a successful politician? Experience? Skill? Charisma? Perhaps you are searching for these traits while watching the recent Republican presidential debate. But what you might not have thought about was how your perception of the candidates could be influenced by their voices.
And we cut regulation by one-third of what my predecessor put in place.
In two recently published studies, researchers looked at how the pitch of a candidate's voice affected their chances in an election. The first study found that in the 2012 U.S. House elections, candidates with lower voices were more likely than a higher-pitched opponent to win, with one exception. When running against a female opponent, candidates with higher voices were more popular, especially if they were men. That study is in the journal Political Psychology. In the second study, researchers wanted to know why a deep voice was a potent political tool. They recorded men and women speaking the sentence,
"I urge you to vote for me this November."
They then altered the recordings to create higher and lower pitch versions of each sentence.
"I urge you to vote for me this November. I urge you to vote for me this November."
More than 800 volunteers listened to the audio. Their preference for lower pitch voices correlated with their preconception that these individuals were older, stronger, and more competent. This study is in the journal PLOS One. The researchers note that a preference for leaders with deeper voices may be the result of so-called caveman instincts. A deep voice is associated with high testosterone, physical strength, and aggression. And way back when, those qualities were probably attractive in a leader.
When I use it, they say, "Oh, Trump, Trump, Trump."
High-pitched voices also are thought to convey negative emotions, such as stress and fear. We like to think that we consider our electoral options carefully and base our decisions on conscious, rational judgments. But it may be a candidate's height, attractiveness, or voice that play outsized roles when we go to the polls. Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Diana Kwan.